prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
You know, for the first time in 14 years, I'm actually at the studio gym. Check it out. Green screen. Wonderful. I'm trying to get up with the technology here. So today is Tuesday. We have the Blueprint Power Hour, which we'll start in just a moment. But first, we have to thank our title sponsor, Legendary Foods, who makes this show possible. And I mean that. If Legendary Foods ever stopped supporting the show, we'd be hard-pressed to produce a show. And for that, I thank them. And more importantly, I hope that you thank them as well. Go to eatlegendary.com, use the code SHR10 to save 10% off your entire purchase, no matter what it is. The tasty pastry, the decadently delicious but sugar-free, no sugar added nut butters, or the seasoned almonds that make a great snack in the car when you're on the move. So check them out. Show them some love. And now with their further delay, we will play Coach Rob's music.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio of all.
Telling you, man, I got to get a producer. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing well. Legendary is next on my hit list, but I need to tell you about those select savory snack samples. My God.
The best, right?
The night before I tried them, my wife made one of the best steaks I've ever tasted. She did it on the grill. It was so tender, it almost melted in your mouth. When I tried the jerky, I don't know if it's appropriate.
No, it's called Biltong. It's called Biltong. That's actually the name. Biltong.
When I tried this Biltong, it was the same experience. It's so tender, juicy. And as I was sitting there, and it was, you know, the taste was registering with me, I thought to myself, my God, they nailed it. Savory. Savory is the exact word that I would use to describe it. It's unlike anything else I've had. It's like eating one of the finest steaks you've ever had. Amazing.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing product. And anybody who tries it falls in love with it. And then you immediately realize that, you know, like I'm without it right now. I ran out because I was actually using it for meal prep. So it's lean. It's a high quality protein. 2 ounces is 30 grams of protein. Like, that's perfect. My routine was I'd fill some bags up with a quarter cup of walnuts. I'd fill some bags up with 1 ounce of baked plantain that I get at Trader Joe's. I love this stuff. And 2 ounces in a plastic bag of Biltong. That's a meal. Bam.
That was my other thought. As soon as it was gone, I just said to myself, that was the easiest 60 grams of protein I ever downed.
And it's not like beef jerky where you got to work to chew it. It's like you don't have to work. It's like it really is like tender cuts of steak that have been air dried so that they won't go bad. You can keep them in your cupboard for a year and they'll still be good. Really good stuff. Really high quality product. And keep in mind, I was exposed to Biltong when we went to Ireland. And the reality is that John, I'm going to forget his last name now. Isn't that funny?
John Braun?
John Braun, we also met in Ireland, but this was, I'm sorry, John. He's the yoga guy. I mean, John's amazing, superhuman. But he turned me on to Biltong. I was like, well, he says, you can't get this in the United States. And I was like, oh my God, this stuff's amazing. Yeah. SelectSavorySnacks.com. If you use the code SHR, you'll also get a bottle of their most famous and most popular spice. It's called Ranch-tastic seasoning that you can use in salads and soups and everything else. So it's great stuff. How you doing? What's going on with training?
I'm doing great. I will be. My training has been going really well. I am healthy. I have no aches and pains, so to speak. I'll be going in as soon as the show's over. So I, you know, I'm excited about that. And oh, quick reminder: the Blueprint Bulletin Special, the best special by far we have ever run. That offer expires Friday, July 31st at midnight Eastern Standard Time. Just a reminder, you can get 3 full months for just $4.99 a month and access to the entire library, almost 100 issues, with a new one coming out in, what, a couple of days, mm-hmm. including there are 4 topics in each. This one, I found a very little-known compound that outperforms creatine, and that's not my opinion. That's the science. You'll see all the scientific studies there to go along with it, and I located a source for it, so I'm really excited about that.
Very cool.
You can go to CoachRobRegish.com, use the discount code SHR, and you're good to go.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So let's go with the first question today. It comes from Eric Bader. He says, I liked your suggestion about doing triple drops. I had used them years ago and forgot how effective they really are. If I'm looking to really up the total tonnage and grow, this question is a little longer than I could fit on. If I'm looking to up the total tonnage and grow, what would be the best method to do so?
Well, it's an interesting question. It is one way to accumulate, you know, a decent amount of total tonnage. So it's a good method, but it's not the best, in my opinion. Triple drops, what they will do is they will stimulate muscle growth with, of course, a minimum of time, but also mostly via depletion of the muscle's chemical energy. Yeah. And if you do them right, nearly all of it will be exhausted.
You should run out of steam. Like theoretically, yeah. Like they designed. Actually, I would say that they're probably more cardiovascular adapting than the average weightlifting session as well.
Yes, yes, and they give you a nice mix of everything, right? Heavy weights, low reps, you know, lower
high
weight,
reps.
Higher.
Yeah, rep. Exactly. Yeah.
So you know, you get everything, but triggering muscle growth via total tonnage optimally is a little different. You'll get some of that depletion of chemical energy that you do in triple drops, but that's not really the goal. The goal is to consistently up the total tonnage number that you are asking your muscles to lift in a given unit of time. So to get maximal benefit from that method, one of the things, exercise selection is crucial. Obviously, you know, you're going to do a lot more squatting than you are, right, doing wrist curls. You're going to get much, much higher numbers, which is going to be a much greater growth response. But so people can understand, let's look at an example. Terry Trenbolone, he's using 500 pounds on his squats. He does 5 sets of 10 and rests exactly 2 minutes in between sets. He started his first set at 3 o'clock and finishes at 3:13. What that means after you do the math is that he lifted 25,000 pounds in 13 minutes, giving him a muscular output after you do the division of 1,923 pounds per minute. Those numbers that I just gave you are far higher than what almost anyone could achieve doing triple drops, at least one time through. And so if you want to grow to the maximum extent of your genetics, you need to continue to beat that number the next time you repeat that workout. It works the same for naturals as it does for enhanced, at least insofar as the math is concerned. So, you know, the next time you're at a picnic and somebody asks you, how much do you bench press or squat? You know, you might initiate an interesting conversation by saying, well, I squatted 25,000 pounds in 13 minutes. Or I lifted 1,923 pounds per minute. You know, at the very least, the person hopefully isn't going to see you as a, you know, typical meathead, so to speak. Now, in all seriousness, it's an excellent way to train. Personally, I think it is the fastest way to grow because of the numbers that you're able to generate. Remember, the greater the number, the greater the magnitude of the signal that is, you know, to grow muscle. It's not the easiest. It is the fastest, though, in my opinion. When you think about it, it has all the necessary elements, including enough mechanical work being imposed to trigger optimal hypertrophy. And I only say that because, yes, you can grow by performing HIIT, you know, one set to absolute muscular failure. However, anybody that's ever done that knows your strength skyrockets and far, far outpaces muscle growth. Now, that's a fundamental biological law. You need to get stronger first before your muscles will actually grow. But it seems that you need a certain amount of volume, and total tonnage gives you that. You have a lot of different weapons and a lot more ways at your disposal to progress. You can lift more weight. You can keep the weight the same and do more reps. You can keep the weight the same, do the same number of reps, and shrink the rest intervals by 30 seconds. That'll generate higher numbers too. And what you'll notice is it's damn hard work, but it's proof positive that you delivered the goods and stimulated muscle growth. So I would say use those over triple drops if that's your goal.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. All right, the next question comes from Steve, and I hope I pronounce this right. It looks like Cybulski.
Cybulski, yeah. Cybulski.
I have what you'd call a skinny fat body. Is there anything I can do to change that, or am I stuck with these genetics forever? Skinny fat is not a genetic predisposition, brother.
Yeah, well, genetics are an interesting topic, right? The issue occasionally pops up when discussing someone's strength training potential. And I've had some really young clients in the past. I mean, they're doing all these measurements with their wrists and ankles and everything, trying to figure out how big their arms can get. In my opinion, that's not a good thing to do. But anyway, first things first, stop lamenting whatever you genetic shortcomings you think you have. Okay, I did that once, and my mentor Eddie Azzaro put a real quick stop to that. You know, the person that's born without an arm or a leg, they would kill to have your bad genetics. So keep things in perspective. Okay. Having said that, there are some genetic tendencies that you can't change. So left untouched by strength training, yeah, you might have narrow shoulders, you know, more fat around the waist than normal, and chicken legs, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about trying to optimize your training and diet to hide those flaws and magnify, you know, the good parts of your physique. In one sense, your training isn't going to be any different than anyone else's. You know, that example I gave of you know, how to do total tonnage earlier, that holds true for you too. It's for every human being, male, female, doesn't matter. Ectomorph, endomorph, male or female, those rules are the same. Overload is the fundamental priority number one requirement. Where you will differ in your training is that you'll be putting a greater emphasis on your shoulders, on your back, and on your legs. And typically, that means training those muscle groups first in the workout, and possibly with more intense methods versus your other muscle groups that grow easier. Think about this. If you make your shoulders just 1 inch wider, your waist is going to look 1 inch smaller, even assuming, right, no reduction in your actual waist measurement. Developing and specializing your back is important, very important for everyone, but especially for that body type, because it cultivates that V shape much more so than just focusing on training the front of the body, which is what most people do. That and, you know, back work just stimulates back and leg work. Stimulates much more overall muscle growth than your chest, thighs, or shoulders. For many of the same reasons, you'll specialize on legs, and and a hearty squat session is going to stimulate more muscle growth than just about anything, save perhaps deadlifts. But when well-developed, legs are paired with that well-developed back, the body takes on more of what I call a 3D look. And so what I mean by that is this. It means it makes someone look thick and powerful. So if you show me someone that from the side is thick, has real good backs, hamstrings, and so forth, I'll show you someone that is strong every single time. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to look really, really good unless they have, you know, horribly high body fat levels. It also helps to take advantage of some of the latest science in strength training. And again, in next month's issue, I have a piece coming out about how just a small tweak in just your rep range on the lower body and the upper body can vault your progress. These guys grew 3 times more muscle than people that used your typical set and rep scheme, and the same for the upper and lower body. And so those things need to be taken advantage of. You should regularly, in my opinion, be perusing the strength training literature. If you're not, you're shortchanging yourself. But those are some of the things that you're probably going to have to do with that body type. It doesn't mean you're cursed. It doesn't mean you're resigned to a life of
pudginess.
Right. All it means is, you know, you got to make some adjustments, and those are some of them that I would recommend.
So here's a good point, too. This comes from Dave Hartnett. He says, get your test levels checked also. A buddy of his was very skinny fat, got tested, and had sub-zero test levels while being in his late 30s. And that's true, because if you have more fat body fat, you're siphoning more testosterone off to estradiol. And as your estradiol levels start to rise, your testosterone levels actually go down faster, because estradiol in a man is the trigger that the body has enough testosterone. So if you have a ridiculously high estradiol levels, you're going to have very, very low testosterone levels. And that will cause specific fat storage signatures around the upper thighs, around the glutes, the butt. You have that you start getting that pear-shaped look. Below the navel, you start putting on fat. That's usually a sign of estradiol levels going up. So that's a really good point. Really good point.
And if he really was sub-zero, he probably had a lot of other problems too.
Yeah. And don't look for libido to be I still have a high libido is a function of estrogen, norepinephrine, testosterone, DHT, I mean serotonin, dopamine. They all play a role in libido and climaxing. And so there's a lot of guys who are like, well, I have a high sex drive and I want to have sex all the time. My testosterone levels must be fine. No. The body, the objective of your body is to make children and die. That's it. Not to have a great job, not to have a good car, not to get a good education. And the body will keep its crap together really well to keep you doing the things that cause procreation. It'll accommodate a lot of problems. So libido is not an indicator of testosterone levels at all. None at all. Larry Dunn says, what's your take on Shilajit? Yeah, what is it? I don't know much about Shilajit. What is it?
Well, for those unfamiliar, Shilajit is the Indian cousin of Russian Mumio.
That's right.
And that was introduced in this country almost 30 years ago now. But both are a tar-like material purported to be composed of all sorts of incredibly dense mineral matter formed after decades or longer of rock and settling. So it's this tar-like sludge that they'll literally go to the base of a mountain under the rocks and pull out. And it's compressed into tablets. I think there was one product that was a powder. It didn't last very long because it tasted god-awful, as you can imagine. But That's what it is. It has been claimed to do everything from being a broad-spectrum adaptogen to increasing testosterone. It must be doing something, because for a while you could not get any material out of Russia after their nuclear accident. I forget the name of
Chernobyl. That. Chernobyl.
Chernobyl, that was it. Yeah, I mean, they were using that. People were using that to deal with some of the radiation poisoning, if that tells you anything.
Really?
Yeah. And that's really, if you want to know the truth on the matter, that's really how Shilajit became the dominant type compound instead of Russian Mumio in the United States. At the time, I was thinking of doing a product with it, and so that's how I know that. I mean, I went to Russia, you know, you go to the best source that you can, and that's what it was. So, you know, everything, it's been claimed to do everything from being a broad spectrum adaptogen to increasing testosterone levels. The truth, I think, is that it's real and best function is as an absorption enhancer, and that is due to an exceptionally high folic acid content. Which greatly improves the absorptions of a wide variety of compounds. Typically, you'll see it complex with ingredients. The last time I saw it, it was in a formula with tomato dye, which is a natural compound from tomatoes that's been shown to be, you know, have a lot of potential for muscle growth. However, it has almost zero oral bioavailability. The first company to roll it out included a dose of this tomato dye that was only a tenth of what was used in studies to be found effective. And when I pointed that out to them on a popular message board during that product launch, I would imagine they weren't very pleased. But their response was that, yeah, we know that, but the 200 milligrams of Shilajit in the product improves the compound's bioavailability. Mm. Nevertheless, facts are facts, and I could find no studies showing that that was the case. And, you know, it's theoretical. Might it be? Maybe. Would I count on it? No. I'd rather take a full dose of tomato dye. So, other companies.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No. Well, I was going to say, other companies sell standalone Shilajit. But I'm not aware of anyone that's raving about it.
Right.
So if you're using it to boost testosterone, I suppose you could be using a lot worse things. But it's not optimal either. If you're intent on using it at all, I do so as an adaptogen and take it for your most intense 10-day cycles where you're training and your total tonnage perhaps is at its maximum levels. It is an interesting compound for sure. But on the other hand, it's been around for a long time and in and out of fashion each time seemingly with a new use. I tend to think if this stuff was as good for sports nutrition as we all want it to be, it would be a lot more prevalent. You see a lot more companies carrying it.
Yeah, there's a lot of products out there that really don't deliver on a large portion of the people who buy them. And that's the problem with a lot of these supplements. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from a live viewer, Matt Miller. Very good question. I want to work that into the beginning when we come back. You can go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about everything that the coach does and writes about. Great website to gather information. It is a repository of training and nutrition tips. And it's all in one place, CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. You've heard me talk about the chill pill on the show and how effective it is at helping people who suffer from social anxiety or sometimes when you just want to take the edge off to a long, stressful day. Well, listen to this story from Dylan Goutreau.
Definitely takes anxiety away, which I have a long history of. having. Started out at 2 milligrams a day of Xanax. That was at 8 years old. And so I stopped using benzos 3 years ago. Extremely difficult. Yeah, so I spent about 3 years trying to find anything and everything I could that would be healthy for me to help with anxiety. Because I'm talking, you know, full bull out panic attack. The chill pill was the first thing that I've found that actually in the middle of a panic attack I can take, and it definitely subsides.
Go to drseeds.com. That's drseeds.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your first bottle of the chill pill. Check it out. I promise this is one supplement that delivers.
Planet Earth CBD offers a fast-acting transdermal patch that targets your aches and pains for the relief you need. Not only is the patch uniquely patented, but it is widely believed to provide larger quantities of available cannabinoids to the source of pain than other brands' subpar products. Effective for 24 to 48 hours, experience the benefits of Planet Earth's high-quality transdermal patch. Manufactured by Next Generation Technology in an FDA-registered facility, this pressure-sensitive adhesive delivers rich hemp extract directly through the skin. Be it a neck ache or a headache, you can count on CBD to take off the edge. Go to planetearthcbd.com today to learn more.
Chronic stress leaves us tired, distracted, and physically vulnerable. Apollo Neuro is here to help you take control. Apollo Neuro is a new wearable that trains your nervous system to be more resilient to stress. Apollo's gentle vibrations use your sense of touch to help you recover from stress, going from fight or flight to rest and digest, so you can relax, get to sleep, focus, and stay healthy. Developed by physicians and neuroscientists, Apollo Neuro has been tested in multiple clinical trials and is proven to improve heart rate variability, the key biometric of stress. Special offer for friends of Superhuman Radio. Try Apollo Neuro today and get 15% off your purchase at apolloneuro.com/superhuman. That's apolloneuro.com/superhuman.
Unlock your potential with the best cognitive enhancement and anti-aging supplements on the market. PureNootropics.net goes the extra mile for the highest quality ingredients, third-party tested to make sure you only receive the best your money can buy. There's no better choice with their money-back guarantee and free shipping. Try their best-selling DHM. Dihydromyrcetin prevents hangovers and helps the liver detox after a night of drinking. Get your DHM and other nootropics and longevity supplements from PureNootropics.net. The purest supplements around.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Everybody wants to feel better, be healthier, and happier. If you don't sweat profusely on a regular basis, you won't feel as good as you could. Studies have shown the power of infrared sauna. Infrared penetrates 1 to 2 inches into the body. It helps those with back pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, depression, and anxiety. Patients get relief from infrared sauna. The Good Health Sauna has been shown to be an exercise mimetic, conveying many of the same benefits as cardio. There are a lot of reasons people buy a Good Health Sauna, but the bottom line is you will be a much happier, healthier person by using the Good Health Sauna every day. You'll crave it, you'll love it, and it will be the best purchase you have ever made. Good Health Saunas provide commercial grade saunas for in-home and commercial use, backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. Unmatched customer service and the best financing makes owning one easy and will fit any budget. Go to goodhealthsauna.com/superhumanradio to learn more and save 25% off.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So we're going to get to a live viewer question real quick from Matt Miller. He says, how much of a role do you think body weight plays in the health issues of bodybuilders? Keeping drugs the same, parenthetically, and same body fat. I've had all health markers improved to the point of perfection by dropping from 230 to 210 pounds. I dropped to 1,800 calories to shed the muscle on purpose. Curious on your general thoughts on bodybuilding, longevity, and overall health.
Matt brings up a very salient point. There is, in my mind, there is no question. Artificially inflated body weights hurt the health of bodybuilders, especially the older they get. And so if you naturally weigh 200 pounds, and because of your whatever you're using, you're carrying 250 pounds. That's a problem. It will eventually catch up. And I'll use a great example, blood pressure. Generally speaking, as people lose weight, their blood pressure will also drop consistent with that. Not always. Some people have other issues. But that is just one example. And typically, lipids and other things will also tend to come in line. And so, yeah, I think there's no question there's a link between artificially high inflated body weights and your natural weight.
So here's my take on it. If we know that intermittent fasting, we know that low calorie intake leads to better aging. We also know that having mTOR turned on all the time will age you faster than having it peak and fall and peak and fall and peak and fall. So when you look at bodybuilders by and large, and even powerlifters, they're eating continuously around the clock every couple, 3 hours. Now, that definitely will age you faster. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
Especially if they're eating lots of carbs with the two, 400 grams of carbs a day and processing and raising insulin. Insulin will speed glucose signaling, and glucose signaling has been tied to cellular senescence. However, I'm going to make this one caveat, and that is if you are a competitive bodybuilder who trains 8 months out of the year to gain weight and then spends 3 months out of the year literally starving yourself to get on stage, there may actually be a return to the health indices that you're talking about in losing weight. So I almost believe that if someone did a study on populations of non-competitive bodybuilders who just eat and grow year in and year out versus competitive bodybuilders that spend a concentrated period of time eating and growing and a concentrated period of time whittling their waist down again and literally starving themselves for the last 12 weeks up to a competition, I'm willing to bet, and you heard it here first, because a study will come out eventually looking at this, that the ones who are competitors, even with all the drugs, even with all the other things taken into account, they actually probably would end up, especially if you check blood post-competition, they would end up looking like healthier aging people than the person who doesn't compete and just wants to grow year in and year out. That's my bet.
Right.
That's my bet. We have a question from Robert David. We'll get to that in a minute, Robert. We just got to get back on track here and get to, let's see, Jerry Byers' question says, I just can't lose fat. I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong. My training is spot on with both weight and cardio, and I'm sticking to my diet. Any idea what it might be? Yeah, maybe you're eating too little.
Yeah, it could be. Much depends on how much fat he's already, let's say, lost. So, for example, if he started this diet a month ago and he hasn't lost any fat, that's one thing. If he started 3 months ago, he's already lost 20 pounds and he's chasing down that last 5 pounds or so of body fat, that is quite another. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing he falls into scenario number two. He's referencing his training, his diet. He's not blaming things on his current fat burner, you know. So he sounds like he's already lost a decent amount of weight. Now, I am not the authority on cutting, but I have a pretty strong opinion as to this scenario because of what's happened to me and what I've seen happen to other people. Unless you have a contest or something where it's absolutely vital you lose these last few pounds, I would say don't bother. Don't do that to yourself, because what I have learned and what's happened to others, and I've seen it happen over and over, is that you can lose a lot of muscle chasing down that last 5 pounds of body fat or so. And when there's a deadline involved, it's even worse, because it makes you vulnerable. to certain things, and it also increases the chances that you will do drastic things exponentially. And so if there's ever a time when a person is vulnerable to the pitch of a supplement company, promises of fast fat loss and stuff, this is it. And also, you can, you know, whatever you are using, like say, for example, you're using a little bit of thyroid now. I've seen people bump that up to a lot of thyroid. And let me be the first to tell you, a lot of thyroid burns a lot of muscle.
Yep.
And so if they get close to this deadline and they still haven't lost the fat, people can wind up over-medicating with stuff like that, or worse, turning to something like DNP. Now, we've talked about DNP before, mitochondrial uncoupler. The rub with this stuff is the dose that's been found effective for fat loss is this close to the lethal dose. And do you really want to play that game, right? Especially with a black market product that you don't know if it's really 400 milligrams per tab or 600. Anyway, if a trainee tells me they're doing everything else right, but they're still not losing fat, all I need to know usually is how they answer the following questions. What were your calories yesterday and why? What are they today? How many grams of fat did you eat yesterday or today? And are you zigzagging calories? If so, what are they and how did you arrive at those figures? Almost always, they don't know the answer to at least one of those questions. Sometimes, frequently, it's all three. Here are some hard and fast rules that I like to use. Establish your maintenance caloric intake, whatever that may be. Let's call it 3,000 calories a day. And then you want to take 70% of that figure, so 2,100, right? 2,100 calories a day. On the days that you train or you are otherwise more physically active, take in 100% of your maintenance calories. That'll give you enough energy to train. It's not going to be so much that you're going to put fat on, and you'll probably still wind up in a deficit, at least a small one, because of, you know, your training. On off days or days where you otherwise are not as active, take in 70% of calories. You also need to know your macros down to the gram. Now, the reason I usually ask someone about how many fat grams they had today instead of carbs or protein is, most people, especially people on a low-carb diet, know what their carb intake threshold is. They know how many they're taking in. Everybody counts their protein. Fat, not so much. And fat is an important, very important macro, especially on a classic ketogenic diet, right? A classic ketogenic diet is quite a bit more fat than protein. And so if you don't know your fat grams for the day, it's also problematic in this regard. Fats are nine calories per gram versus four for fats and proteins. So if you're not tracking that and you're off, you could very well be eating above maintenance. Mm-hmm. You can heap on top of that any type of training, fat burner, etc. that you would like. But none of it will work until you establish accurate caloric maintenance figures, know your macros down to the gram, and you're zigzagging calories, because if you don't and you consistently eat 2,000 calories a day, your metabolism will slow down to match that energy intake. And then you got to go lower. And just like flying a plane, the closer you get to the ground, the fewer margin you have for error. Zigzagging is far superior. The answer to your fat loss problems then is almost always found in one of those three variables. Your challenge is to identify and rectify them. So that's not an easy question to answer, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to find what the issue is by asking yourself those questions and being honest as to whether or not you can answer them. So So
let's go ahead and answer this live viewer question. It's two different questions. The first one is both from Robert David. He says, two unrelated questions. What's your opinion on blood donating while on TRT, even if hematocrit levels are normal? Good. You can answer that, and I'll chime in also.
Well, I would say that the answer to that would be the same as if you weren't on TRT at all. You know, you made the analogy before. It's like changing the oil. I wouldn't do it overly frequently, but I am a fan of blood donations. How frequently that is, you know, what supplement program you're on, that's going to differ. But giving blood is giving blood, and I think it's a good thing. What was the second one?
We didn't ask it yet. So my opinion is the same as yours. Giving blood has more to do with unloading iron than it does to lowering hematocrit. Even though iron plays a role in hematocrit, if you focus on getting your total iron binding capacity down into the lower ends of normal, if you focus on the aspect of managing and reducing iron, finding your own sweet spot. Like if you donate blood once a quarter, which is the most you can, and you notice that you're losing energy in the gym, then you need to just back it up to maybe three times a year or twice a year. And pay attention to ferritin and total iron binding capacity and make sure that they are in the lower sides of normal where you feel functional. That's the most important value to iron. I mean, to donating blood. It's offloading iron. That will make you live longer. That will keep your hair from getting gray faster. That will make you age better. That will reduce iron for senescent cells because senescent cells carry five times more iron than healthy cells. Think about that. Now, does the iron make them senescent cells? Maybe. But that's the reason you donate blood. It has nothing to do with hematocrit. It really doesn't. Okay, the next question is also, how do you see gyms surviving COVID-19 here? The rumor is that gyms will be taking appointments in order to work out.
Well, that's a complex question. Personally, I think gyms are going to stay open. However, you know, what that looks like 6 months from today, I'm not sure. I think you'll still see the masks. We don't seem to have any member threshold on the number of people in there. And people get spray bottles and towels, and they're hyper-vigilant about wiping things down, which is just good policy anyway. So, you know, the only other thing I'll note is my gym's been open now for 3 weeks. There's no big outbreak of people dropping like flies from COVID-19 or anything else. So I would hope that the authorities, though, would not do what they did the first time around, which was put us last, especially when working out and training boosts immunity instead of runs it down.
You know what's really funny is our governor just announced some new returns to lockdown. So restaurants that have sit down 25% capacity, bars are closed again. I don't understand how bars are contributing to COVID-19. I really don't. But, you know, they're not essential, I guess, right? Liquor stores are, but bars aren't. He left the gyms open, and the gyms already had, you know, you had to wear a mask. You can take your mask off while you're training, but you have to put your mask back on when you're just walking around the gym, which I adhere to. That's fine. But the reality is that if you listen to the last half hour of today's show, none of us have to worry about COVID-19 anymore. Really, we don't. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you the secret. And it's something we've talked about on this show before anybody else talked about it. But now, mainstream doctors are curing COVID-19 in people with comorbidities, in people in their 90s, and no deaths. And the problem is you're not hearing about this. You're not. And that you should be pissed off about. You should really be pissed off that politics has taken a front seat over your health, your safety, and your freedom. We're going to take, let's see here. I want to know if I want to take a break now. Hold on a second. Let me just look at the clock. Yeah, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we've got one more question, and we have the blueprint tip of the day. And then we're going to take a break, and I'm going to tell you what the cure for COVID-19 is and why you should pay attention to this information. Okay? So stay tuned. Cool. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor, strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon.
I love beef. And if you love beef, listen up. I've discovered the best tasting beef in the world, and that's not an exaggeration, at Piedmontese.com. The Piedmontese breed is famous from Italy for being lean and unbelievably tender, with half the fat and calories of traditional beef. Even typically tough cuts are tender when it comes from the Piedmontese cows. And for the first time ever, Piedmontese cows are being raised here in the USA. Get 2 free 10-ounce New York strips when you purchase $50 or more at Piedmontese.com with code SHR. Go to Piedmontese.com. And use code SHR today. You will never eat any other type of beef ever again.
Over 11 million people in the U.S. have some form of retinal damage, also known as macular degeneration. This is expected to double to nearly 22 million by 2050. Artificial blue light, age, type 2 diabetes are all contributors. Doctors say there's no cure. ARMD is changing that opinion. In one clinical trial, 93% of patients had arrested or improved their condition. 54% reported lessening of glare, reduced dryness, and improved clarity and comfort. And 0% felt worse during treatment and no side effects. Take control of your macular degeneration or keep it from ever occurring. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and get armed today.
There's no denying that a low-carb, low-sugar, keto lifestyle has been shown to reverse chronic inflammation and normalize insulin sensitivity. But we all want a sweet snack from time to time. Well, no matter what you're looking for, you'll find it at Perfect Keto. Bars, cookies, exogenous ketones, keto-friendly performance enhancers, it's all in one place. I love their chocolate quad ketone salts that balance all four minerals. And try their keto bars for unique taste satisfaction. All the while knowing you're staying in your keto lifestyle lane. Go to perfectketo.com/superhuman to save 20% off your purchase today. If you suffer from digestive issues like gas, bloating, cramping, even when you're eating healthy, nutritious foods, then you could probably benefit from a high-quality enzyme. As you know, I'm a mega fan of Bioptimizers. They're one of the few supplement companies who I use religiously because their products work. I asked them for a great deal for my listeners, and they over-delivered. Right now, you can get a bottle of Masszyme for free. All you need to do is pay a small shipping fee, and there's no catch, no tricks, no forced continuity, nothing to cancel. They're so confident in their product that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. I'm positive you'll love the results. I strongly suggest you head over to their site to grab your free bottle before this offer runs out. Go to masszymes.com/SHR free. That's masszymes.com/SHRFREE, all one word. You will automatically get access to your unique coupon code to claim your free bottle, and there's a limit, one per household.
Quest Nutrition makes bars, cookies, chips, and pizzas out of complete dairy-based proteins. Our products minimize net carbs and sugar without sacrificing taste. Each delicious chocolate-flavored chip, cookie chunk, and crunchy crumble is custom-made to maintain Quest macros. It's time to enjoy foods that work for you, not against you. It's time to enjoy your Quest.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So the next question comes from Mike Iannelli. He says, I listened to the show last week, and being prepared tip sort of resonated with me. Let's say I'm going to put together a 30-day survival kit, and I want to lose as little muscle as possible. What do you see being in that kit?
Yeah, a lot of this is going to depend on whether or not you have to bug out, so to speak, bug in, or just get home safe. right? Those are guys put together different bags for different purposes. First, I will say it's far more likely that any of us are going to have to bug in, meaning be quarantined again, right? Or what's the term now? Shelter in place?
Yeah, shelter in place.
Right. Or just get home from work safe than it is, you know, that we'll be forced to leave our homes and go out in the woods and live there for a month. Having said that, here's the 411 on what I would get for that 30-day kit. And it's going to serve you well wherever you go with it. So these are the items, and then I'll get to the supplements. First thing you need to do is get an education on how to actually use all this stuff, right? It does no good to go buy hundreds of pieces of kit and gear and then have no knowledge about how to use it. It's a little bit like spending hundreds of dollars on supplements every month and just winging it in the gym, right? I mean, it makes no sense. So the first thing I would do was buy a book. And the one I bought is 101 Skills, you know, You Need to Survive. The author's name is Kevin Estella. You can get it on Amazon for under $20. It's a great read. If you don't buy the book, right, you won't have the knowledge. I'm going to be the first to tell you, I would have, without this book, I would have lit a hell of a fire. Because, you know, lighting fire isn't exactly rocket science. However, I'm not so certain I wouldn't have burned the woods down without understanding how to put one out, right? Or how one can build and build on itself depending upon how you place the firewood. So first things first, read. Get some education on just the basic needs of survival. And what you will read about those needs are this: shelter, water, fire, food. And so along those lines, I would recommend the following. There's something called a ferrocerium rod or a ferrule rod. You can start hundreds, maybe thousands of fires with this. It's just a
– with just a blade of your knife. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or you know, even a rock. And you can get a six-inch long one by, I think, a half inch for under $10. Mm-hmm. The next item I would get is called a Sawyer Mini water filter. It fits on the palm of your hand and it costs less than $20. It filters and purifies water that, let's say, you had to collect it from a stream or a pond or a lake or rainwater. I imagine would also come in real handy if your city, you know, is the next Flint, Michigan. Who knows? I don't even know if they have good water now. But a stainless steel water bottle or a canteen with what's called a nesting cup that it sits in, because it's not – you can have that Sawyer Mini. It's tough to drink the water with no container. And if you get something with that nesting cup, so to speak, it sits in it, you can cook as well with it. The next item I get is just a military-grade poncho. It's something that is going to keep you dry. You know, being wet is not necessarily a problem. Being cold is not necessarily a problem. But being wet and cold is downright dangerous, hypothermia. And more people die from hypothermia every year than all other hiking-related accidents. I read that stat just the other day. You can also get a thermal sleeping blanket, sometimes called a bivy, that reflects 90% of your body heat, keeping it from escaping. That item alone, especially if you live in the Northeast, right, or someplace where it's really cold in the winter, that can save your life. You know, if God forbid your car breaks down in the boonies and nobody knows, you know, or nobody can get to you, I would have a month's worth of food. I would not buy the freeze-dried survival stuff right now. It's horribly overpriced. There's a lot of price gouging going on. So I would tell you that you can eat in style with those select savory snacks. Mm-hmm. I would get and I've already placed my order for plenty of that. What is it again? Biltong. And trust me, you know, you try that, you're never going to go back to the regular stuff. It is very high in protein, as I mentioned before, and it travels well, right? And of course, the taste. Now, I would tell you, you absolutely need to try this stuff. Go to their website, get the I think it's a $15 trial pack, mm-hmm. and you get a fair amount of it too. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. it's a decent sized serving. That makes getting enough protein in a survival situation a snap. And this is really funny because almost never does someone in physical culture go for any length of time without protein. Hmm. If you've ever gone without for as little as even 3 to 5 days, you know the difference that protein makes. Everything starts to go. The first thing that starts to go are fine motor skills, you know, and that's going to make everything else you do extremely difficult. So get that portable protein. Carbs, as far as I'm concerned right now, you know, carbs are dirt cheap. You know, in a survival situation, ramen noodles are going to keep you alive. They might not be optimal for your diet and body fat levels, right? So there it is. Shelter, water, fire, thermoregulation, food items. I might get on top of that, I get a flashlight or a headlamp. But for supplements, if you're going to be out in this type of situation, I would say that the most important supplements to bring are stimulants. And judging by how many of these survivalists bring coffee with them, I would say that's a pretty good guess. Stims may well allow you, for example, to set up your shelter in 2 hours instead of four, which becomes real important when you realize that there's 2 hours or less of sunlight left, right? If it's ephedrine and caffeine, that's also been shown to preserve muscle, right, on a diet. And in the event there are food shortages, you're going to be on a extreme cut, so to speak. It will also help in dealing with hunger, which is an issue. And then one last item, personal hygiene stuff. There are these compressed wipes. They pack well, they store well. So whether you're bugging in or bugging out, I would get some of those, because next time it might be a while before toilet paper, God forbid food or water, is available. We operate in this country on what's called a just-in-time food model.
Yeah, inventory system, right.
Inventory system. Right. And that makes things kind of precarious. So I would say don't be paranoid, but be prepared. And don't go overboard, but, you know, be able to survive for 3 to 30 days with the skills that you learn and the materials that you accumulate and the muscle. Hopefully you'll lose a minimum of it.
Well, forget about the muscle for a second. The one thing that you really need to have in your bug out kit is a weapon. Because remember, if you're bugging out because things just got real bad where you live, there are other people bugging out too, and they'll be willing to just take everything that you put all this effort into putting together for you and your family so that they can profit from your efforts. So absolutely have a handgun. Handgun sales have gone through the roof this past year because people are like, you know what? The cops aren't protecting us anymore. I got to protect myself. There's violence everywhere. You have all these groups that are violent today. Everybody's swinging their guns around, trying to intimidate. So if you don't have a handgun in your bug out kit, you're just going to lose everything to somebody who does, number one. Number two, if you Google urban survival kits or bug out kits, you can actually find companies that have put together entire backpacks all ready to go. And you can buy them for one person, two people, three people, four people, even a family of five, and has everything in there except food. As Rob points out, you can put food together yourself. You don't have to resort to this freeze-dried green plugs that they provide. But really, like a gun is a very, very important part. Here, hold on. Here,
Or at the very least, I guess I assume most people would have a knife, a cutting tool.
Right. Enough for my family. I don't know who posted this. I'm going to try to get to the name here, but if you wouldn't mind posting your name. He said, enough for my family to survive for months and bullets for a lifetime. LOL. Yes. Yes, absolutely. You better have ammo. I mean, I have plenty of ammo. I just because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a kook, but I also don't want someone coming to my house and trying to break in. And if I do have to flee my home and I have to turn to a bug out kit, you know that I'm bringing ammo and guns with me. Absolutely.
Yep.
Because now we're talking about chaos now. We're talking about, look, there's chaos now, right now, in Boulder, Colorado, and all these places. There's literal chaos there. Like, you would not want to be caught in that chaos without a gun.
And even if you bug out into a place where there's no chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm getting some background noise.
Oh, I bet I know what it is. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. That's my fault. Yes. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take blueprint tip of the day. I'm sorry. I got a little that background noise screwed me up a little bit too. Let's move right to the blueprint tip of the day. What is it, Robert?
Okay. So the tip of the day are thoughts on what I call the window. So one of the things I'll be able to truthfully say on my deathbed is this. When I was young and healthy, and even older and healthy, I trained as hard as humanly possible. Unfortunately, to the point where I was hospitalized a few times. But the healthy part, of course, is generally true when you're young. But the really critical part of that time period is this. How long is that window? And how do you maximize it? Because by far, your best gains occur when you're healthy, when you're injury-free, and capable of dedicating maximal physical, mental, and emotional energy, time and energy, to your training. It also helps to come across the right information sources during that time, as I was lucky enough to do, as, say, 20-rep breathing squats at age 20, are going to be a hell of a lot more productive than they are at age 40. But let's talk about some specifics. Hormonally speaking, you're at your peak. Between ages 15 and 25, it's not just testosterone I'm talking about. All of your hormones are typically not only at their highest, but also at peak function and synchronization. You'll never again have that hormonal symphony that I talk about working so strongly in your favor. So it is crucial that you take advantage of it. What does that mean? It means arming yourself with the best information you can find on the topic about how to grow as much muscle as fast as humanly possible. Please do not squander these crucial years by just winging it in the gym. If you're going to do this, do it right. And doing it right means getting an education from someone's information. I don't care whose. You know, it'd be nice if it's mine, but if it's not, get some education from some authority who knows what the hell they're talking about building muscle. When you're young, you can build 15, maybe 20 pounds of muscle in a year. Or when you're new to this, that's not happening at age 40. You might be able to lose 20 pounds of fat, but that muscle growth window is gone. So next up is being healthy enough to push yourself. You can't gain if you can't train. And that's true at any age. So don't do stupid things with your form. Don't let that get too loose. Don't create imbalances by, let's say, doing too much pushing and not enough pulling. And don't try to lift too much weight too soon. Those are the top three offenders, in my opinion, that you need to be on the lookout for. Work your back and legs the hardest. They're the biggest muscle groups with the most potential for growth. If you have the drive and the right information, only you can stop you. And what I mean by that is this. Only you hurting yourself is going to limit how big and strong you're able to get and how much progress you're able to make, regardless of the goal, okay? For those let's say, that are well past the age of 25, there is still work to do. The fewer injuries you carry into your later years, the more potential you have to still make gains. It may only be adding a pound or two here or there, or a rep here and there. But a gain is a gain, and a lot of little gains add up to big things. That only happens, though, by staying as healthy as possible. No matter what is hurt, though, you can always gain by doing something. You know, you can't barbell bench anymore, switch to dumbbells, or at least try them. If you can't do that, look into advanced push-up variations, right? Like one-arm push-ups or handstand push-ups. Even if you couldn't bend your elbow a single degree, you can do static holds on things like chins and dips.
You can do flies. You still do flies.
Right. You are limited only by your mental inventory, library of movements, which brings us back to what? Knowledge and information. Focus then not on resources. You might look at weights or supplements or the gym as resources, but rather being resourceful. Extend that window of health and injury-free, you know, training, and wring every last day in your life of it that you can. And hopefully you too can look back and say, you know what? I may be old and frail now and in a nursing home or whatever, but goddamn, I gave it everything I had for as long as I could. I don't know about most people, but I couldn't imagine going out any other way. If I had to look back and say to myself, you know what, I really didn't work as hard as I could have when I was young, I don't know. To my mind, that would weigh on me heavily. I don't know about most people, but extend the window. Get in the window and extend the window, and you will live a much more prosperous training life.
Yeah, I agree with that. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the COVID-19 epidemic or pandemic. I don't even think you can call it that anymore. I think they're saying that it can't even be considered a pandemic now. But there's really good news for people who are paying attention. If you're not falling prey to the fear-mongering, there is a cure. You don't have to wait for a vaccine. We've actually talked about the cure on this show over the course of several different shows. But I'm going to piece it all together to you for you today so that you can be aware that, God forbid, you get this virus. It can be gone in 3 to 5 days. Stay tuned. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Everybody wants to feel better, be healthier, and happier. If you don't sweat profusely on a regular basis, you won't feel as good as you could. Studies have shown the power of infrared sauna. Infrared penetrates 1 to 2 inches into the body. It helps those with back pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, depression, and anxiety. Patients get relief from infrared sauna. The Good Health Sauna has been shown to be an exercise mimetic, conveying many of the same benefits as cardio. There are a lot of reasons people buy a Good Health Sauna, but the bottom line is you will be a much happier, healthier person by using the Good Health Sauna every day. You'll crave it. You'll love it, and it will be the best purchase you have ever made. Good Health Saunas provide commercial-grade saunas for in-home and commercial use, backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. Unmatched customer service and the best financing makes owning one easy and will fit any budget. Go to goodhealthsauna.com/superhumanradio to learn more and save 25% off.
Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastries. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carbs, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon.
There's no denying that a low-carb, low-sugar keto lifestyle has been shown to reverse chronic inflammation and normalize insulin sensitivity. But we all want a sweet snack from time to time. Well, no matter what you're looking for, you
you'll find it at Perfect Keto. Bars, cookies, exogenous ketones, keto-friendly performance enhancers, it's all in one place. I love their chocolate quad ketone salts that balance all four minerals. And try their keto bars for unique taste satisfaction, all the while knowing you're staying in your keto lifestyle lane. Go to perfectketo.com/superhuman to save 20% off your purchase today.
Are you still on the fence about Body Protection Complex BPC Oral from DrSeeds.com? Listen to Maggie Kuhn, one of the owners of the C-Bus Lifting Company gym in Columbus, Ohio.
I had been having some nagging tendon issues that weren't injuries, just things that were annoying. You know, I'm 58 years old, so just older tendon kind of issues. For us powerlifters, you know, we really don't stop training when we have just nagging issues. We just kind of keep pushing through. And I started the BPC. What I noticed was I was doing some heavy tricep stuff that would have killed me before when I had an elbow problem, and I was able to do those with literally no pain at all.
Go to DrSeeds.com, DrSeeds.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your bottle of BPC Body Protection Complex today.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Select Savory Snacks Original Biltong is the healthier alternative to sugar-laden beef jerky. Their sugar-free biltong is seasoned and then air-dried for up to 2 weeks, providing you with one of the most tender and flavorful meat snacks that you've ever had. They also use a fattier cut of beef, which adds to the tenderness and gives their biltong even better flavor. Select Savory Snacks Original Biltong is the perfect snack or travel companion for your busy life. Get a free bottle of Ranch-tastic seasoning with every order, free shipping on orders of $99 or more. Get yours today at selectsavorysnacks.com/SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, we've done shows about zithromycin exclusively being used to recover from the COVID-19 virus. We've had doctors from the UK, from the United States talk about it. We've also talked about how the COVID-19 virus replicates in senescent cells. And that's why older people get it and fare worse than young people who have no senescent cells to speak of, because they're still young. The senescent cell becomes the factory of the viral replication. The more senescent cells you have, the more replication occurs, the higher the viral load in your body, and you die from it. Zithromycin has been approved by the FDA to be used as a senolytic drug in anti-aging, because just 5-day normal Z-Pack protocol, two 500 milligram tablets on day one and then a 500 milligram tablet on day 2 through 5, reduces senescent cell load in the body by 90%. It's unheard of. I think it's 97%, but 90%. It's unheard of. From an anti-aging standpoint, zithromycin is something people probably should use at least once a year. Okay. We also know hydroxychloroquine works because it's an anti-malaria drug. It's used for leprosy. It's used for other viral infections. And there is actually a study from 2008 that shows it works for the SARS-CoV virus, of which this current COVID-19 is a family member of it. And we also know that taking additional zinc makes it harder for the virus to get the genetic material it needs to replicate. And so for a long time, we've heard hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc. But the media keeps telling us that's a lie. A study was published not too long ago that said that it doesn't work, and then they had to retract the study because they found out that there was a lie. The study was a lie. I mean, look what's happening to science today. Science is being used as a tool to control you. That's why even science now, I'm like, I'm skeptical about science today, because if scientists are willing to become whores to support an agenda and put American lives at risk, then we don't need scientists like that at all. Not at all.
There's quite a bit of it out there, too.
I know. And we saw a converging of a group of doctors yesterday that spoke in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. And their organization is called America's Frontline Doctors. They have no investment in vaccines. They don't stand to make any money from the information that they were sharing. Each of these doctors, in and of themselves, except for the pediatrician, had saved over 200 patients from COVID-19. One or two of them came up and said, I've treated 250 cases of COVID-19. One of them was a 90-year-old woman. All of them had comorbidities, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, dyslipidemia. Not a single patient died. Not a single patient died. The thing that they all have in common is they are treating people who come to them with the infection with zithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, and zinc. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. No magic, no special remdesivir. No one's waiting for a vaccine. So now, if you've been following the media and your brain has been taken over by lies, I can't blame you. I'm not saying, oh, you're an idiot. You are being lied to right now. I don't care why it is. I don't care. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, this is why. All I know is that you are being lied to today and being told that the only way we survive this pandemic is a vaccine. That's a lie. You know, 100 years ago, 150, 200 years ago, if you were a farmer and you were working and you had a big, deep gash in your leg, that would kill you. You get an infection, gangrene, and you die. We don't die from those things anymore. Why? Because we have antibiotics, right? So no one worries about cutting themselves anymore. Back in the day, if you cut yourself, it was like, oh my God, I could die. People cut themselves every day. They don't care if an infection shows up. They get a topical antibiotic or they take an antibiotic and it's gone. There is a cure for COVID-19. Right now, it exists. Right now, doctors are using it right now and saving people's lives. And the reality is you don't have to lock down the country any more than you do for the flu. And if somebody gets COVID-19, they can be treated and be better in 3 to 5 days. 3 to 5 friggin' days. Without a ventilator, without any kind of vaccines. And the problem is that not enough people know about this. Now, you may be someone who's saying, Carl, that's BS. If it was true, we would know about it. Dr. Fauci is a good guy. He's honest. And that's all good. I'm not going to argue with you about that. But what I am going to tell you is if you get sick, you better pray and hope to God you can find a doctor that will prescribe these three drugs for you. Well, two drugs and a mineral for you. And that the pharmacy in your town doesn't block its prescription. Right now, for the first time ever, in some states, by governor's order, pharmacies are not allowed to fill prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine. Think about that. If it doesn't work, who cares? Yeah. If it doesn't work, I mean, how many times have doctors done things for you that didn't work? I mean, I had a foot surgery one time. It didn't work. The insurance company still paid for it, and I still had to deal with it. And, you know, because the foot was so messed up, it was really going to take two surgeries. But the bottom line is, we get medical treatment every single day that doesn't really work. Ask anyone with an autoimmune disease that's been through 6 or 8 doctors and all of them prescribed something, nothing worked. Why hydroxychloroquine, even, you know what?
Z-Packs, doctors used to prescribe Z-Packs for everything, bladder infections, sinus infections. You can't even get a Z-Pack now in Kentucky because I got one. My doctor had to write down why he was prescribing the Z-Pack. That's never been done before. They wanted it because they want to keep track. They want it because they want to add it to the count of people. The things that are being done to the American people today, I don't care what party you are with, the things that are being done to us today are so wrong and so unfair because politics has become more important than yours and my life.
That's what's new and that's what's concerning. You know, everything you're saying is very true. If you depend on the mainstream media to get your information, then you only know what you're told, right? And if you're lied to consistently over and over and over,
it's got to be true.
You know, listen, this is America. We should be used to some lies. However, when those lies start to kill people, that's an issue. And it needs to be addressed. You know, this is, it's not a mistake. This is a concerted effort on behalf of multiple parties distributed through the mainstream media to misinform you. Think about that.
The thing to understand about hydroxychloroquine is you don't have to take the doses given to people for malaria. You don't even have to take the doses given to women who have lupus and rheumatoid arthritis because they do. They prescribe it for that. Women take it. There's women out there have been taking it for 10 years, no problem. It's one 200 milligram tablet once or twice a week, and it creates a prophylaxis where you don't get the virus in the first place. The hydroxychloroquine keeps you from getting the virus. It can be taken by frontline workers. You don't have to wear a mask. All these doctors said yesterday, and the video has been taken down. It's been taken down by Google. By Google has stopped identifying it. Facebook took it down. Twitter took it down. YouTube is taking it down because it doesn't follow the WHO's recommendation. We don't prescribe in this country based on what the WHO says. Nothing. We don't do anything the WHO says. We don't. All of a sudden, all of a sudden they become the deciding factor on how doctors prescribe drugs here in the United States. That's nonsense. And so,
if anybody's to blame for this, it's the WHO
for covering up China.
Right. When the dust settles, and you don't have to follow the money for very long to see exactly where this all leads back to. It's bad enough they were the cause of the problem, and now they are exacerbating the problem.
So as Jeff Clifton just put up, the Iranian government issued an order to make hydroxychloroquine available over the counter. Now think about this: the mullahs are like they're the tightest. They don't want to do anything. Their people are restricted for everything. They can't even get American internet, but yet they recognize that restricting access to this drug is killing their people. But the American government doesn't feel that way, and the American media doesn't feel that way. And one of the interesting things that was said in the press conference, which I had the opportunity to watch, the whole 45 minutes of it.
Yep.
One of the doctors said, I challenge Dr. Fauci. I challenge the head of CNN. And she listed a whole bunch of names of people to have a blood test to see if they're already taking hydroxychloroquine, because she predicted that they are, so that they don't catch it in the first place. And so, what's being done to us, you should be angry. I don't care who you're planning on voting for, but you should be angry right now because you are being treated. We always talk about China doesn't care about their people. They'll kill 40,000 people if it's in the greater good. And the people there are happy to die to contribute to the greater good. America's not like that. We're not like that. We're about life, liberty, and freedom for all, for everybody. And so you should be so pissed off right now because there is a cure for this. And the media is twisting you in a knot. Your governor and your mayor are doing stuff to you. They're taking your liberties away from you and your freedoms away from you for something that is just as curable as that cut on your leg that's about to get infected.
And even if we did the same as Iran and made it over the counter, nobody's forcing you to take hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
It's not like we're stuffing it down people's throats. And it sounds anyway like an exceptionally easily compliant medication. We're not talking about mixing something up, reconstituting, and injecting it. It's a pill. I mean, that's crazy.
Jason Dow was the guy who said that he would have bullets for a lifetime and enough for his family to survive for months. And he's right. He would.
Good for him.
But your point is really important to make. We are a population who want access to things. We want access to CBD. We want to legalize marijuana. Ask yourself, have you ever seen the government go to this extent with cooperation of the media to badmouth a drug that's been used for over 50 years to treat a variety of diseases safely? If you don't, I don't care what your politics are. Just ask yourself, gee, you know, isn't it interesting? Like, it's not like as though you're going to run out and they're going to force you to take it, as you point out. You're only going to take it if you're sick. And why not have access to it? Maybe it'll help you. Apparently, it's helping a lot of people. There are some states that did South Dakota. The governor of South Dakota did not ban hydroxychloroquine from being prescribed by doctors, even from the beginning when everybody else got on the bandwagon and said, no, we can't have people taking this because they may die anyway. They have a false sense of hope. Well, who cares? What do you got going right now that's giving anybody any hope? Masks and washing your hands?
Right. I mean, this is the same MO, if you think about it, as it is with Kratom, right? Kratom is helping people. Some people, for example, with opioid addiction, okay? It is helping them get off opioids. Nobody's forcing them to take Kratom if they think it's dangerous, going to hurt them. It's just, for now, legally available. But the full court presses on to make people believe that, much like hydroxychloroquine, that either it's one, ineffective, or two, dangerous. And, you know, again, it's the same MO, just take Kratom out, put hydroxychloroquine, God knows what will be next.
You should be pissed off. Everybody should be pissed off right now because we should have access to these drugs. And there should be no reason for the government a government that makes tax money on 40,000 deaths a month on selling tobacco products, a government that makes tax. Don't tell me you care about people and you're worried that people are going to take hydroxychloroquine and they're still going to die from COVID because they're dying. And let's not forget one other thing. Two things. Number one, we know that this virus was man-made. It was created in a lab. Whether it was let out purposefully or by accident, that still needs to be decided. That's like the difference between premeditated murder and manslaughter. Right. You still get charged. You still killed somebody. But if it's premeditated, you go to jail for a lot longer time. And if it's manslaughter, you go to jail or you may even get off. But the truth of the matter is that China made this virus. They made it. This wasn't naturally occurring. The decision of whether or not they let it out by accident or they did it on purpose, that's another story that needs to play out. So, number one, you should be pissed off that this virus that is destroying lives right now, destroyed an economy, more and more people are committing suicide. Suicides are up sixfold, 600% from last year at this time right now. And it's only getting worse. People are not, they've been withheld from their cancer treatments during the shutdown. They have died now. So we have all these other deaths that have nothing to do directly with the virus. And then we have a government that says, we're doing this for you, but takes tax money from the number one killer in America, and that's tobacco. So if you can reconcile that in the same brain, if you can say, yeah, it's okay, the government's doing the right thing, they really care about me, and they make money from killing people at the same time, and you're cool with that, then God bless you. I can't.
Yeah, it's the whole thing stinks, and you know, whether, like you said, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or just totally apolitical, the issue is the same. The government is standing in the way, potentially an extremely effective medication for people. And it makes you wonder why.
Oh, it's, we know why. This is about controlling the population. This is about the ruling class not wanting to lose their rule.
Power.
Yeah. That's it. There's nothing more than that. They don't care about you. They only care about you during election season. That's the same thing with African Americans. Poor African American people. I really do feel bad for them. You know why? Because politicians make promises to them around election time. I mean, look, Joe Biden has been in office for how long? 40 years? And so in 40 years, he never did any of the things that he says he's going to do right now. Come on, you got to be stupid, man. I mean, really, really. These people don't care about you and me. They don't care about what color we are. All they care about is mobilizing us during the election, getting our emotions all caught up so we lose all logic and we go vote for them. And then as soon as we do that, they go off on their merry way and they do exactly what they planned on doing from the get-go. When are we going to learn? When are we going to learn?
That's a tough one. It really is. It's hard to watch, and it's difficult. I'll tell you, very difficult as a father of a young son who's growing up in a country that increasingly I don't recognize and I don't like.
Yes, I agree. That's it. CoachRobRegish.com is the place to go. The code is SHR. And it's a repository for a lot of valuable information if being stronger and staying healthy is what you're interested in. And we will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening and watching today.
Thank you.